This is the best of Scott Mills.
Now, we haven't done this for some time. You've been busted. This is where we bust somebody who we suspect might not be telling the whole truth, and we just get right to the bottom of it. We've had all sorts in the past. People pretending they're pop stars, everything. Now, we had an email from a girl called Rachel, and this is what happened when I spoke to Rachel earlier today.
Hi, Scott.
So, this is your boyfriend you want to bust, isn't it?
Yeah, it's my boyfriend, Graham.
Okay. And how long have you been seeing Graham?
It's about 3.5 weeks.
All right, so it's quite new.
Yeah,
you haven't bought
new.
A boat together or anything yet, no?
No.
Right. So you don't live together, it's all, I mean...
No, it's quite new, just boyfriend and girlfriend.
Right. So you want to bust him then, do you?
I do.
Right.
I basically, in his past, he told me that he was quite into internet dating. And we spoke about this. Told me that he wasn't into it anymore and, you know, that we were getting on really well and everything was cool. But it seems like that was a load of rubbish because he's still hooking up with other girls.
Oh, that's not good, is it?
No.
Right. How do you know that then?
Well, basically, one of my mates found his profile online.
Right. But to be fair, Rachel, he might have, like, forgotten all about it. You said that he's had a past of internet dating before he met you, and he probably hasn't thought to close it down or anything.
He told me that we were going out, and that was it. This was in his past. It was something he wanted to do to find somebody, and he'd found me, and so he didn't have to do that.
So, how do you know this for sure, then?
Well, I decided to go online and send him some messages.
Ah. Yeah. Super sleuth.
So I...
What, did you change your name?
I changed my name and put up a fake name called Paula.
Right.
And decided just to kind of see what he was going to say, so I sent a few messages to him.
Did you have a photo on there?
I put a photo, obviously it wasn't me.
Right.
Put a fake photo up there.
Yeah.
Actually, it was my cousin.
Right.
And just started asking him a few questions.
So you sent him some messages as Paula?
As Paula, yeah.
See, I can see where this is going now, really?
Yes, okay. Yeah.
So what happened on the messages then?
Well, I was just asking him, you know, if is he seeing anybody, and he said no. So that was the first massive blow. Then secondly, I said, when did you have a last girlfriend? And he said, well over 3 months ago. And then I just... oh, no, that's right. He said, I'm not a player at all. I'm honest, which is just a joke. And he's really into commitment, but...
Yes, remember, though, like, if you remember... Some people can get quite confused. If you remember Shep from One Night with Laura, there was a girl called Christine. She was convinced she was his girlfriend, and she had every right to think that she was. You know, a few dates, booking a holiday.
But, you know, if you don't say to somebody, I'm going to be, let's be girlfriend and boyfriend.
Yeah, but in Shep's head, they weren't together, and I'm just thinking the same thing could have happened here.
Yeah, well, you know, he was so, well, seemed so sincere with me that...
In his head and in your head, it's you're supposed to be going out.
Yeah.
And he's still chatting people up online?
Absolutely.
Right.
Evidently.
Okay, so you want to bust him, really?
I want to bust him.
So that's what happened when I spoke to Rachel. Uh-oh. He's going to be busted at 6:10 tonight. You must listen. Okay, it's 6:12 on Radio 1. Hope you're right tonight. So before Newsbeat, we spoke to a girl called Rachel. Now, we're talking about her boyfriend, Graham. Rachel and Graham have been going out together for a whole 3.5 weeks now. That's nearly a month. However, they have had the chat, and he said that they are definitely going out, and they are boyfriend and girlfriend. But Rachel got in contact with us because she thinks Graham is a love rat. He used to do online dating, and now he's going out with Rachel. But she has found out that he is still online, and she found his profile and posed as somebody called Paula and sent him some quite flirty messages, and he sent some flirty messages back and has also denied being in a relationship altogether. So Rachel, naturally, wanted to bust Graham. So we called him a bit earlier on to confront him about this. Now, I need to say there's no swearing in this next piece, but there was some swearing at the time because, as you can imagine, Rachel wasn't happy. So we've bleeped out all the bad words. But if you are offended by this, there is some of that coming up towards the end of the call. It all went off when we spoke to Graham earlier.
Hello.
Hello, can I speak to Graham Smith, please?
Yeah, you're speaking to him.
Hi, Graham. Listen, I'm sorry to trouble you on your mobile. My name's Mark, and I'm calling from .com. You're registered with us for online dating, aren't you? Listen, don't worry, it's nothing bad. Well, it's not really bad, it's just that we've had, a bit of a complaint.
Complaint?
Yeah. And I'm sure it's nothing to worry about, but we've had a complaint about, somebody called Paula. Do you know anyone called Paula?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Right, how do you know her?
Well, we're speaking to each other for a date on, online.
And would you have any idea why she made a complaint?
No idea.
Right, it's just that she says that you were a little bit forward, you know, a bit suggestive.
I don't think I was. I wouldn't say I was suggestive at
okay.
all.
Okay. See, we think this is quite strange because we've never had a complaint about you before and you've been on for a while, haven't you? I mean, have you been in contact with a lot of people on the site, would you say?
Not a lot.
A few. How many?
A few, maybe.
Right. How many people exactly would you say, let's say in the last month or so?
Last month? I don't know, a couple? Three, maybe?
Three?
Yeah.
And have you met up with any of these people and been on a date with them?
Yeah, one.
One person?
I'm on a date with one person, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm really sorry to call you, and I understand that you're probably at work at the moment, and I'm sure this Paula's probably completely blown things out of proportion and got the wrong end of the stick here. When did you go on the date? Was it recently, or...?
We went on the date, Tuesday, I think.
Right.
Tuesday night.
And no complaints about being a bit forward then, or a bit specialist?
No. There was no complaints at all.
Okay. See, that's as I thought. I mean, we must have some kind of misunderstanding here. I'm sorry to bother you about this.
All right.
Listen, there's one more thing before you go.
Yeah?
I've got someone here who wants to speak to you.
Yeah, hi, Graham. It's Paula. Or maybe you'd know me better as my real name. Graham, it's Rachel. How dare you? I can't believe you. You're such a... Yeah, going out for Darren's birthday on Tuesday night. You know what makes you? You're an absolute.
What do you say about that, Graham?
I don't know what to say. That's
I cannot tell you how angry I am. You're full of.
I think you're lying to yourself.
I'm sorry, well, but I can't talk to him anymore. I'm not talking to you. I can't talk to you.
Make sure.
I can't talk to you, I'm sorry. Sorry, Scott, I can't talk to you on the phone.
Graham?
This is all wind up.
Graham?
Yeah?
It's Scott Mills from Radio 1. Graham, you've been busted, mate.
I don't know what to say to that, really.
Right. Right, no, I guess you probably don't know what to say at the moment. So you were going out with Rachel and you were chatting up Paula, which was actually Rachel. Yeah. And you met up with somebody last Tuesday.
Well, that's what she's saying, yeah.
Yeah. But you did do that, didn't you? Right then.